Okay, we are now at our next point in the agenda, which is public comment, which we have for half an hour. It will go from 12:10, which is right now, to 12:40. Have a sign-up sheet. We have six people on it. I assume other people may sign up. We'll start by having 2 minutes per person. If there's time left over, people can speak again. The first person is Jane Gatewood.
Is this on? Okay, I'm sitting here because I couldn't access a printer this morning, and I have to read from my computer screen. I'm going to take this opportunity to give public notice to our local station board members who are here of my intention to introduce a motion at our next meeting to rescind a previously approved motion. And I will be emailing this to the remaining local station board members today. At our February 8th, 2006 meeting coming up, I will be asking the board members to receive the following motion made by Kalonji Olusegun that was voted on and passed at the January 11th, 2006 meeting. That motion read that we accept the PMB election results in spite of difficulties. This motion passed 6 yes, 4 no, 1 abstain. If this motion to rescind is adopted, I will then move to that we schedule a new special meeting to conduct a new election for PMB delegates to be held in conformance with our bylaws. I have 4 points, key rationale for this request to rescind. One, the LSB members voting on this matter were not given sufficient opportunity to ascertain facts as needed to have an informed vote on the motion. Two, the only independent observer who was present for the entry of the PMB ballots into the computer software during the election meeting has asked that the results of the election be thrown out because of irregularities. You may know from previous speakers that we originally had 2 observers, but we were down to 1 by the time of this vote. 3, Robert's Rules of Order, 10th edition, page 402, line 16, states that if the meaning of one or more ballots is doubtful, they can be treated as illegal if it is impossible for them to affect the result. But if they may affect the result, the teller should report them to the chair, who will immediately submit to the assembly the question of how these ballots should be recorded. This was not done. 4, if I have time.
Word time.
Is there
any objection from the board to allow the finish of the reading of the...
I'm so moved.
Second. The teller's report for this election was submitted via email to LSB members, but the actual election results were never stated at the January 11th meeting. The teller's report indicated that at least two ties, I think there may have been three, one of which was resolved by the software, but at least one of these ties was indicated to have been resolved by human intervention, and the method of intervention was never stated, and it occurred without independent observers. I don't know what that meant. So these and other irregularities is the reason, and I will be making this motion and request that all of our PMB members who are here with the current results, I hope that you will support this because it's not meant to disrespect any of the work that was done by our former chair or our new chair, but simply that there were some very significant violations of Robert's rules, and this is really a fundamental issue of our bylaws.
Thank you. Evan Tobias, followed by Stephen Howard and Frederick Scott.
Hi, first I want to thank everybody for the meeting. I've had some really interesting conversations with people on the board and also people just kind of all around. I think it's great that we can come together physically every once in a while and actually talk, because so many times names get thrown around on the internet and email and no one actually knows anyone, and it all becomes like very abstract, and it's really nice to actually meet together and come together and speak about things that, even though politically and there's all these issues, like a lot of us really truly believe in progressive causes, and it's nice to come and talk about that. I want to kind of leave you with a friendly challenge. I've spoken a lot about youth involvement, and I would like to challenge each LSB member or PNB representative of the LSB to go back to your local station boards and start talking about how to be, not from you talking about how to get more youth involved, but like how can your stations start addressing that issue, and for an agenda item on the next PNB meeting to actually bring this up as an issue, start talking about it, because even with the COI, there's a slot in there for a person under 30, but that's one person. And it's very difficult for one person under 30 to come into a room where everyone else is, in their eyes, like much older than them, and to feel comfortable talking about things where there's not a lot of younger people. So if it's coming, like if people are older people talking to younger people about why they should get involved, it's much more difficult than a bunch of younger people getting together and telling people that are already there, like, these are the types of things that we're looking for to get more involved in Pacifica and in the different stations. And it will be different, probably, in each station. So what the issues in KPFA are probably going to be different than WBAI as far as what the youth would like to see in the station. So I'm just offering that as a friendly challenge so that next time when we all meet together, somewhere on the agenda there's youth issues and how they can start to be able to be addressed, not just for youth, but for the health of Pacifica as an institution and organization.
Stephen Howard, followed by Frederick Scott and Billy Ray.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for the hospitality extended. First off, my understanding, and I could be incorrect, is that the program director for WBAI had been on several occasions trying to do what Democracy Now! Is doing when Amy Goodman was still a part of Wake Up Call, and it never really got anywhere. With the whole coup situation, and Amy basically was no longer broadcasting from BAI and from the firehouse, she basically nationalized and probably internationalized Democracy Now! Now, considering what Amy has been able to do, is this board considering making Pacifica more like Democracy Now! I got the end of a conversation, and I really couldn't get into it because, you know, whereby someone was saying that the churches are actually taking over radio stations from colleges. Now, that means to say that something is not working there. Is anyone trying to basically get to the bottom of, is this board trying to get to the bottom of that to find out how Pacifica could actually be the folks to maybe get a hold or work with those college radio stations so that, you know, this network could actually expand more than it has, especially considering the amount, the what, if you combined all, I don't know the numbers, maybe Lonnie could correct me, but if you were to combine the net, the value just of the license to broadcast, it's something like $1 billion, right? Whatever it is, right? So if even it's $500 million, look at what it is we are sitting on. You know what I mean? Like, let's try and expand a little bit, okay? Thanks a lot.
Apologize for eating. We haven't had a break yet. Frederick Scott, Billy Ray, Jim Grammer.
Frederick Scott, I'm a longtime activist, and I'll say I'm an elder. I think I should have a chance to say this. Okay, great. I don't want to take the time to try and do it. I really sort of disappointed last night's meeting. I've been an activist for since the 40s when I was in high school. I was involved with WRVR in the 60s and BAI a little bit in the 70s and so forth, and written and various things. And what I'd like to say is, you folks, in my view, are the hope of the world, because we're in dire straits, and I think, like the policemen tell the driver in Brooklyn, you can't get there from here. You got to go back to where you were and come back again. And I mean in this sense that we come with goodwill, but it takes more than goodwill to function. And I'd like to urge that you recognize that you're a not-for-profit corporation is the same as a for-profit corporation, except you can't distribute the goods. I mean, you have some other legal things you can't do, but you need to, just briefly, to organize as a part, a for-profit entity. And also when you report, like last night, I didn't hear anybody reporting, relatively speaking, about the accomplishment of your mission And I think your mission is really important. And one way, and how you measure your mission, because, and frankly, it has to be dollars. It has to be some kind of thing, maybe, or some kind of response from the public. And that's the only response, basically, that we have. And so I think that needs to be considered. Just as every individual is the CEO of his or herself, you folks are the CEOs of the responsibilities that you have, and the CEO of a corporation needs to do that. You need to be responsible for getting those things out. I'm not trying to chastise you. I'm begging you to look at it and take it. I have a lot more I could say, but it's very important. We're in dire straits, and as Ambrose has pointed out,
we're at
they're meeting every week, and we're not even thinking about strategy. Thank you.
And while we usually don't respond, I will say the next item is an hour on the mission statement and network priorities to fulfill it. So if you stay for that, you may hear some things that address your concerns. Billy Ray, then Jim Grammer, and Carolyn Bird.
First of all, I'd like to apologize to everybody in this room. For one solid year, that demon inside of me did not come down out of the tree. And I also told you that I will welcome you to Washington, D.C. as an official ambassador of D.C., which I am the chair of the Professional D.C. Taxicab. I'm the chair of the Professional D.C. Taxicab Association here in Washington, D.C.
Oh, my God, what's this?
And you...
What are we supposed to do with this?
And I said, there is a defining moment with this particular board right here. And not to seem so negative, I just want to say that, you know, you've proven to me that Pacifica and its governance structure need to be discussed without any sort of rules and regulations, because there is a lot of hypocrisy that sits upon this PNB right now. Because of that issue that transpired here in Washington, D.C., of a violation of the election process, that none of y'all, as I said before, took the initiative to stand up and say, hey, this is wrong. We struggled in the street for transparency, fairness, and it never happened. Not one of you other than this gentleman right here, Richard Phelps. And my hat is off to this man, because he laid it all out in the perspective that you all now understand, that it is extremely important how you are perceived.
20 seconds.
There's people, my opinion of this body as a whole, there's a power struggle going on. One-upsmanship. And we need to really sit down and have a meeting where there's no rules and regulation. Let's take the gloves off and see if we can make some creative suggestions to solve the racism.
Time. You know,
thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for respecting time. Jim Grammer, Carolyn Burden, and Lizette King.
I'm Jim Grammer, and I'd like to say at this time.
Okay. Let us know if you'd like to be added back. Carolyn Burden.
Short folks' time. Hi, Carolyn Burden again. Thank you. By the way, I did not thank people in Houston properly before, but the hospitality has been wonderful, and I do appreciate it. It was very good of you. I want to raise an issue about elections that you may or may not have thought about, and that is cross-registration. People who are enrolled or elected as listener representatives, who then, for whatever reason, get airtime, which technically should turn them into staff members. We have several on our board at LSB. I'm sure if you look around on your local station boards, you will have several. And they are people who become producers. After they're elected as listener reps, they become producers, they become co-hosts, they become guests extensively, regularly, in clear violation of the spirit of the fair campaign rules, which the rule was designed to keep listeners as listeners and not give people on the air unfair advantage, which they do have. As soon as they get airtime, they are personalities. And they're going to be running against candidates who will never get airtime, except for those carts that may or may not be listened to. So I'm going to ask that you look carefully around your boards. If you are one of those people, maybe you might want to think about recusing yourself, either getting off the air or holding a new election to replace yourself with a genuine listener representative. But this is a big issue. It's going to come before the Elections Committee soon, but I just wanted to give you all a heads up that I consider this a really serious point. It comes to the heart of the fair campaign regulations. Thank you.
Otherwise, the listeners are disenfranchised.
Lizette King, Richard Phelps, and Sam.
I'd like to be added to this one.
And that'll close the list because that's as much time as we have.
I'm not sure if it's morning or it's morning. Afternoon, is it? Good afternoon, everybody.
The mic comes.
I'm saying good afternoon, everyone. In the heat of the moment, I didn't even welcome you to Washington, D.C., and I want to do that as you're going. And hope that I will be able to follow your meetings soon. I want to endorse something that the last speaker said. This is a problem that we have raised at our local board. And what it has done, it has invested too much discretion in the general manager as to who gets airtime and how much. And I think that's an issue. The other issue I spoke about yesterday, and that is executive session. I'm serious. I'm here this morning, and I don't know what the agenda is, nor do I know what the agenda was for your executive session. In this network, there should be very, very little that you're sharing with your body. And this is something we should talk about. The other thing is, somebody talked about the mission. Let me tell you, in this day of technology, we are listened to throughout the world. And I mentioned briefly of the special that I did. There were people who sat up in Europe, across Europe, and the Caribbean to listen to what we were doing. And now we have credit cards, and people are rich. Don't disbelieve that in the Caribbean. They can actually put in a credit card and give and pledge to our programs. That's the power we have. And we're not using it. We need to stop these petty politics. And thank you, Jane, for doing what you're doing. That's why I didn't even mention it. Thank you.
Just a point, you may not have been aware, but the agenda for our executive session was distributed publicly yesterday, posted on the web, and there is a revised agenda that shows that today and was circulated. Wait, we dealt with the question of new attorney, director's inspection, pending lawsuits,
sitting here,
and a conduct resolution. So if you want them, it's not the case that it wasn't noticed. Next person is Richard Phelps, then Sam Husseini, and Vajra Kilgour.
First of all, I want to thank D.C. for a pleasant environment and mostly for that wonderful saxophone player last night, and that guy was great. What I want to talk about here is a development I'm seeing, and I don't know if it was planned by the bylaws people, but what I'm seeing is an element of what I call tyranny of the majority. We've got five local stations. We've got majorities at each of those stations. And in some places, I see examples of where that majority is not doing what's right. And this body is the only body that can straighten that out. And what I see is this body is afraid to do that because this group, and I don't mean this by pointing over here, I'm just saying this group doesn't want to do it because then that group's going to want to do it to them. So everybody's saying hands off, and nobody's straightening out the messes. We have Houston, where we have I consider to be a clear violation of the bylaws, but the local majority likes the person, so they're not going to deal with it. We had people here yesterday talk about that and say, oh, well, that might affect my LSB, so I don't want to deal with it. You know, that just doesn't cut it, folks. And the PNB, no action, which may leave it to me to do something. Who knows? New York, majority, has not properly dealing with a discipline situation and is going way beyond the bounds denying somebody their right to vote for 11 months. I mean, that's effectively kicking them off. That's what I would argue if I was in court with that. And believe me, if you were out in the Bay Area, it'd have been there by now, because that is a horrendous violation of somebody's rights. And then in D.C. we have this election, and the majority got the, you know, benefit of that. There was no STV minority person got on the PNB because of the way the election came down. We had a botched election. PNB so far doing nothing.
30 seconds.
We have board members sitting here today who consistently voted against directors' rights in the last year. I watched that and monitored it carefully, and I can tell you who voted on everything every time, and I'm looking at some of them right now. I don't understand this, folks. I really don't understand it. If you give up principles for short-term political gain or advantage, well, you're violating the first law of politics. You lose because the people are not going to respect you. And if we don't have the respect of the people, because we are principled above and beyond those people across the street, then we are not going to increase our audiences. Thank you.
Thank you. Sam Hassani, Vajra Kilgour, and Lawrence Guillot, and that's it.
I'm going to elaborate on what I addressed yesterday. I'm going to try to speak even more bluntly. People can look around the room at each other and see a bunch of marginal leftists. I don't see a bunch of marginal leftists. Frankly, even people that I love that are here, I see a bunch of self-indulgent Americans. Bush is doing all kinds of things. The Democrats are complicit in that. And you guys are complicit in that, because you're not setting up the news infrastructure to challenge it. There is poison coming out, and we need to stop the poison coming out. We can pretend that we're heroes by bailing out a little bit of it downstream, or we can actually try to stop the poison. I'm telling you, a lot of the poison is coming out of these news conferences. And you can set up an infrastructure to have capable people challenging the government officials, like I'm trying to challenge you here. I work at the press club. I try to do this all the time. Nobody from Pacifica is doing that. Nobody from PFW is doing that. People who have tried, like Russell Mokhyber, like Reem Khatkhuda, like Free Speech Radio News, have either gotten fired, been kicked out, or been marginalized. You have to change that. I think that you need to pass a resolution telling the managers that there has to be a serious news infrastructure to challenge these things. No, your time is running out. Your time is running out.
Thank you. We have Vajra and Mr. Grammer. Do you still want to pass, or will you want to speak?
No, I'm passing.
You pass,
okay. Hi, Vajra Kilgour, chair of the local station board at WBAI. I just want to say that to my knowledge and to the knowledge of a couple of people I've checked with here, because something that was said previously does not compute. Not one listener member of the LSB at BAI that I know of has become a producer since being elected. Not one has become a co-host. If there is one, I would like to know a name. The other issue that's been raised is the issue of listener members of the local station board appearing as guests on usually public affairs shows, because they are community leaders and spokespeople for activist groups and activist members of the community. And it seems to me that if the price of being a local station board member is that you must either give up your activism or have your voice on the radio silenced, something is very wrong. I would not ever. Yes, it may give people more recognition, but if we're looking for strong activists to be on the board, I say that's a good thing. And I do not see that people who have genuine activist roots in the community and whose activism goes beyond being focused narrowly on a single radio station, it's a good thing.
30 seconds.
So, thank you very much. And I want to, in my last 30 seconds, I want to make a plea for a comprehensive and rational code of conduct so that we're not having to improvise on the spot what's going to happen, you know, how we can deal with specific behaviors. I think that would be very helpful, at least as a guideline.
And our final speaker is Lawrence Guyot. Am I pronouncing that correctly, sir?
I have given... My name is Lawrence Guyot. I've given each board member a... or I am attempting to give each board member a CD produced by the Council on African American Affairs. It is designed to get young people involved in civic engagement. And I want to give one of these books to each station. Ooh. Because this book is the best book ever written on how to tell the story of the civil rights movement. What we need to do now, our job is to promulgate, inculcate, identify where possible, and facilitate the empowerment of organizers.
All right.
That is why we're here. That is why we have the Republican Party in its weakest sense right now politically in its history, and we must capitalize on that and take control of the House and the Senate. Otherwise, we should abolish ourselves this year. I'm proud of this station. I'm very glad that your name is Ms. Gatewood. I'm very glad that Ms. Gatewood has, for all practice purposes, solved the problem of the election. We can. I'm glad it's being handled this way. I would not have wanted to go outside of WPFW. It'll be handled internally, but it will be handled. I want to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, let us understand. Now, there's a Davis bill before Congress. It gives Congress, gives the district, one member voting in Congress. I want you to know I support it. I want everyone, your stations, to support it.
30 seconds.
This book should be promoted by every station. It is valid. It is passed. This is the book that is the foundation for education in the Shelby County, Mississippi, where Shawna Cheney and Goodman was killed. This is the book that is the foundation for education in Macomb. Macomb bombed more churches than any other 10 cities in Mississippi. This book is something that we should promote wherever we are. Now, let's understand one thing. We cannot fulfill our responsibility to America if we allow ourselves to get divided on the question of turf, money, airtime, the usual balkanization orbits. We've got to be above that. Otherwise, we should all be shot.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, may I take a point of personal privilege?
That concludes public comment. There are a couple of board members who have points of privilege, I believe. LaVon Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like Mr. Scott to introduce his wife there. I've seen her. She's been attending the meetings. I'd just like you to introduce her.
What did he say? I didn't hear what she said. Oh, this man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Welcome. Thank you. Rob?
Is the gentleman just bringing five books, one for each signal area?
Yeah. Yet again, KPFK is lagging.
Yeah, no, KPFK doesn't have one yet. We need one, so.
He works at the station. He'll make sure it gets there.
Thank you very much for doing that.
Okay, sure.
Rob, you had a point of privilege or order? I didn't see your hand. Okay.